This is Dr. Dave dictating a follow-up consultation on Cecilia Samuels, S-A-M-U-E-L-S. First name, last name Cecilia, C-E-C-E-L-I-A. Date of birth, July 31st, 1990. Patient seen for UNT Health and Wellness Center. New paragraph, dear sir. Cecilia was seen today for follow-up. She is 33-year-old female who I have been seeing for iron deficiency anemia. She also has eating disorder. Today she came with a nasal feeding tube. The patient also appeared dehydrated. New paragraph. When initially seen on July 18th, she was found to have a hemoglobin of 8.3. Hematocrit was 28.8. It was believed that she has iron deficiency because of menstrual blood loss. Patient has been given intravenous iron. Her hemoglobin has improved progressively. However, with continued blood loss, we are not able to catch up. Her last hemoglobin a month ago was 9.6 and creatinine was 31.7. However, her iron storage was still low at 25. New paragraph. Physical exam today, she is a 33-year-old female weighing 192. Her height is 5 feet 6 inch. Blood pressure 104/62. ICNT unremarkable. Lymph node negative in the neck. Lungs clear. Heart regular. Abdomen soft. Bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1, iron deficiency anemia. Secondary to menstrual blood loss. Diagnosis 2, poor tolerance to orally administered iron and poor absorption as well. Diagnosis 2, eating disorder. New paragraph recommendations. I tried to start IV 2-3 times, however she appeared significantly dehydrated and we were not able to thread in an IV. We tried to give her fluids orally here, but it was not successful. So I have told the patient that we'll see her again in 1 to 2 weeks, and she needs to come really well hydrated, meaning I encourage her to drink lots of fluids the day before, and then we will be able to start an IV. Thank you. This is a follow-up consultation on Cecilia Samuels. Copy of this may be sent to UNT Health and Wellness Center. Thank you. This is Dr. Ajit Dave.